best book in the Bible, Genesis. And look with me at the story that is shared with us in Genesis chapter 22. The great stories of the Scripture, it is a story I think that appropriately, particularly comes to bear upon our time around the table tonight. This is how it goes, chapter 22, Genesis. Now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham. Said to him, Abraham. He said, here I am. He said, take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah. And offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham raised his eyes and saw the place from a distance. Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. I and the lad will go over there, and we will worship and return to you. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took in his hand the fire and knife. So the two of them walked on together. Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked on together, and they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood and bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham! And he said, here I am. And he said, do not stretch out your hand against the lad and do nothing to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham raised his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him for a burnt offering in the place of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it will be provided. Bow with me, please, as we pray. Father, this is not a story unfamiliar to most of us. It is not a scene of which we have not envisioned before. It is not a walk on which we have not traveled before with Abraham and with Isaac. And yet it is appropriate, Lord, I know, for us to visit again. I pray tonight, Father, though we have seen it, it will not be stale, and though we have read it, it will not be dead letter, but living word. I pray that it might not only be truth to us, but truth for us. I pray, dear Father, that it will come to indwell us. As your word is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword dividing between bone and marrow, so let it divide us. Let it divide between our intentions and our actions, our thoughts and the reality of who we are. And let us leave here different because we have been encountered by it this evening and by your table and by your sacrifice. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll not take a long time here tonight, and I hope you've read the story afresh with me, and you'll remember with me some things that have gone on. This is not early in Abraham's life. Abraham and Sarah have been married a long time. It's not soon after the promise that God gave to Abraham that Abraham would be the beginning of a great nation more than the sands on the sea and the stars in the sky. This is not before the time of Abraham's son born by Hagar, when Abraham and Sarah took within their own work the promise of God, trying to make it happen. This is after all of that, and after all of the investment, and after the late coming of the angel to Sarah and Abraham, in which he said, tonight you're going to find out I'm going to bless you. And though advanced in age, Sarah is going to become pregnant, and a son is going to be born. And it is in this son that all of the promises that I have made to you will come to fulfillment. So understand the investment that is made in Isaac. It's not, and I've got a lot of investment in my son, within my daughter, the investment of my heart, my mind, and I've spent a lot of money and a lot of time, but you know, as a parent, the investment's so much greater than that. It's the investment of our heart. But multiply that by many times over, and you'll know the investment that Abraham has in his son. And yet, God says to Abraham, I want you to take that which is the promise. I want you to take a journey, and I want you to sacrifice your son to me. Abraham doesn't know what we know, that God doesn't call on us to sacrifice our children in that way. The idols around seem to. Abraham knew of others who would sacrifice their children to a supposed God. But this is really God. This is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is the God we know who will sacrifice his own son. But Abraham doesn't know any of that. And so with Isaac, they walk and they head up the mountain. And at some point, while they're still far enough away, Abraham surely thinks this is something that if I'm going to do, I'll have to do alone. My men would try to stop me. My servants would not understand me. It would never happen if they go with me. And so he leaves them in that dramatic story. Daddy, Dad, I see the fire and I see the wood. Dad, where is the lamb? Can you imagine being Abraham and answering Isaac? I don't know how far you've looked into this story. We're not told how old Isaac is, but he's not an infant. Jonathan, your boys are sitting beside you tonight. Boys, I got a question for you. I hate to call you out like this. If your dad tried to tie you up, put you on an altar, and put a knife through your chest, would you just do that? No. And I got to put you on the spot. Keith, if I tried to tie you up, put you on an altar, put a knife in your chest, would you let me do that, son? No. But Isaac was willing to do that. I don't know at which point and at what point it became clear to the son, as it had already become clear to the father, that the intention of God was that Abraham would raise a knife above an altar and bring it down into the chest of his son. But at some point, Isaac put his hands behind his back and let his daddy tie them. How old was Abraham when Sarah became pregnant? Anybody remember? 90-year-old folks can't pick up a boy and put him on the altar. That is help. So here is a father and a son complicit together in the obedience to God of sacrifice. Okay, Pastor, I see all of that. And then the wonderful story when Abraham lifts the knife above his head, I can't even begin to really fathom the emotion that must have been there where his eyes closed. His heart was already committed when he heard God say again, Abraham, Abraham. I wonder if he thought God would say, yes, do it, do it. When he said, here I am. And God said, don't let your hand fall. If I had heard that, I would have been, at that age, at that time, so relieved, I probably would have gone, oh, thank you. Oops. I don't know. And then the ram in the thicket, and he brings it out and he puts it up. Now, you know all of that, but here's the question for us. We're about to come to a time of the altar. We're about to come to a time when we will commemorate the giving of the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're about to come to a time when we will take the bread and put it to our lips that Jesus said, "This is my body broken or given for you." We're about to come to the time when we will take the cup of the juice that is red like the blood, oxygenized as it pours out of the veins, and Jesus will have said, "This is my blood poured out for you. A new covenant in my blood." It all goes back to this altar. The symbol and the process all goes back to this altar, that which God ultimately would not ask Abraham to do, but Abraham was willing to do, that which God wouldn't ask Isaac to do, but Jesus was willing to do. It's poured out on this table. Here's my question. As you ponder that tonight, as you think about that tonight, I want to ask you, have you brought it to the altar? As we sing, as we meditate upon this, as we take the bread, and as we take the cup, this is the question. With thinking all about what goes into it, all about what Abraham did, all about what Isaac did, they came and laid it all on the altar. Everything about them, every promise, every hope, every anxiety, every fear, every sin, all on the altar. Every plan for the future. Every thought about, this is not the way I would do it, God, but if you say, they brought it all and they laid it on the altar. And I simply want to ask you, what have you brought to lay on the altar? One, have you already brought it all? All your hopes, all your desires, all your plans for your life and your future, and laid it upon the altar? Have you said, like Jesus said in the garden, "Father, not my will, but your will be done," laid it all on the altar? How about sin? This morning we talked about it. Jonathan's talked about it. The choir sung about it. Is there some area in your life that you just simply have held on to, unconfessed? God began dealing with you about it this morning, and the choir sang about it, and when Jonathan brought it up, it pricked your heart again, and now we're talking about it again. Is there something that you've yet to lay upon the altar? And as you do this, you're going to come. Here it is. If Abraham could do it, if Isaac could do it, I want to lay it on the altar. Is it all on the altar tonight? And will you leave it there? And make that sacrifice as God brings you to the table. Bow with me as we pray. Father, I thank you that you encounter us as we come to encounter you. You encounter us in the table and in the word. You encounter us as we bow our head to pray and as we sing and listen to the singing. And even now you encounter us and we come to encounter you. I can look back to my life when I was a young man and remember coming to a place where I simply said, "God, here it is, everything, my life, my hopes, my dreams, everything. I bring them to you. I lay them on the altar. Wherever you lead, I'll follow." And Lord, yet those are commitments that need to be renewed. And so I come renewing tonight. Others will come, Father, perhaps making them for the first time, some coming to renew them. Some, Father, need to come and just lay everything on the altar. Lord, I just pray that as you prepared Abraham for that moment, as you took young Isaac and brought him to a moment to trust in his dad and to trust in you enough to lay upon the altar, so, Father, we will trust you enough to come and lay upon that altar. We know so much more. That Jesus has already given his all. And so what you ask us to do is not nearly so hard. And yet it is hard. And in these moments we come to lay it all on the altar. Lord Jesus, may you be honored in it. Amen. We're going to stand in